Oh yeah.
We back.
Two Blunt Podcast. What's up, mofos? Mofets.
And the mofets. We back again in this motherfucker.
We gonna try to keep coming back, right?
Right.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. For your
hopefully
life.
Hopefully y'all out there enjoying it.
Yeah.
Feel free to give some feedback.
Yeah. About to bust that Twitter up a little bit. It's about to come up.
Like the number two Blunt Pod.
2WO, if you guys don't know how to spell the number two.
No, but the for the email.
2WO.
Nah, it's the number two.
Oh.
The number two Blunt
numeral
Pod at Gmail. 2BluntPod.
That makes sense.
Keep it simple, you know. I didn't want to make nobody spell.
And it's only two motherfuckers over here usually.
We're trying to, you know.
Trying to.
Try to keep it, you know.
Too blunt.
Keep it consistent. Blunt, annoying.
What you doing, man? What you going on?
Ah, you know, chilling. How you doing, Keaton Lewis?
Nigga, I'm drinking the Four Noses, my nigga.
The what?
The Four Noses.
Four Noses.
Yeah, it says better, about damn time. Indian Pale Ale.
Oh, shit.
So I'm drinking a beer, smoking a blunt.
You over here on some weird shit.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, what you smoking on though?
Road Dog. Warrior. Road Warrior.
Road Warrior.
Yeah, the homie picked it up for me. Oh, okay. You know I've been on that medical shit for a while.
Oh, that's hey.
The homie got the medical hookup, so.
There you go. Let me get that lighter though.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Yeah. Four Noses is rough though. It tastes just like goat piss. It's bad. It's bad.
Sound like some shit you're not supposed to drink. Sound like a prank.
It was on sale, to be honest. I'm gonna be real with you. I caught it on sale. I saw it on the clearance. I said, fuck it.
That's a good way to experiment on some shit. Like,
oh, it's bad. Cheap.
All right, let me try it now.
Yeah.
I'm smoking on that Derby Poison.
Is that what you're smoking on?
That's what I'm smoking on. But I got some beef. We gonna
You got beef on the Derby?
We're going to stop for a sec. We're going to turn that down for a minute. I got some beef.
How you got beef with Durbin?
I ain't got beef with Derby Poison.
He ain't do nothing wrong.
They didn't do nothing wrong. Durbin Poison didn't do nothing wrong. That's my shit. It's straight, you know. Sativa gang out here.
Sativa.
Here's my beef.
Okay.
You go to the dispensary, you know, grab what you want, you know, see what you want, you get what you want. Get that shit home, and that shit be dry as a motherfucker.
We live in Colorado.
I don't give a fuck.
What do you want them to do about
fix that shit?
Fix the weather.
Nope. Fix they building.
It's not the building. As soon as it comes, I'm telling you, I work with production. As soon as it comes down, it's so wet.
So, you know, usually light shade be coming through, but today they get the. You big dummy. Oh, I wasn't even loud enough.
No, they gotta hit it again.
They gotta get hit.
You big dummy.
That's, you know.
Yeah.
That's, I bought an eighth of this Durbin, you know, for the pod.
Yeah.
This shit dry as a motherfucker, man. You grab a bud, squeeze that shit. Dust. That shit collapse, nigga. Like, yeah. Just you
oh, thought just, I that's
Thanos that motherfucker.
It's like, old weed. You got so, the old batch. You got the batch from last week. What, man? It has to happen. It's a business.
I know, but
yeah. I'm sorry.
I did buy the discounted joint.
So, oh, this know, nigga complaining about dropping.
But still, don't no, you know no, what I'm saying?
No,
like,
no. You can't complain if you
let
want
a nigga
discount.
Know. Like, at least when you go to the store, you go to the discounted area. You know, like that bread and shit. That's a dollar or something. You know that shit is like 20 minutes away from expiring.
And that's because you went to the discounted area.
But that didn't go. I didn't go to the. This is the fucked up shit. They should tell you, like, yo, this is discounted because it's dry as a motherfucker.
Read your the bottle you bought it out. You can see when it was made.
Oh, I don't.
You can read the license number.
Oh,
and you can see when it was produced.
I ain't doing all that investigating.
I'm saying, so
that's too much work.
You can see that shit was probably done in 10-12, my nigga.
But yeah,
so the discounted shit. Oh yeah,
still a little pissed, you know. Bad. But it is what it is.
You got to get over that one, bro.
You know, light shade. You know, that's the one time you fucked up. So
light shade come through. On the prices,
they be coming through usually. I like them.
I don't like them. I don't like their shake.
I haven't tried their shake yet.
It's mostly leaves and dust.
Oh, we gotta do. Have you heard of the Canagar?
The hell is that?
Oh, we gotta do
a Canagar.
We gotta do an episode.
A cigar.
This motherfucker's supposed to burn for like 2 to 3 hours. It's like $250.
That's worth it though.
But it's supposed to burn for like 2 to 3 hours.
Canagar. I don't even believe it.
And it's supposed to burn for a long ass time. You're supposed to get super, super, super blazed off that shit because it got live resin.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's a 2 hour thing then.
So
you got to put that out. You cannot. You should not, but by yourself.
$250, I'm not smoking that whole, that motherfucker better last me a couple months. That's a lot of money for one pop.
Is it? But if it's 2 or 3 hours, and let's say it takes you like 15, 20 minutes to smoke a joint, you know, you...
I mean, it'd take about 20 minutes to smoke a blunt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, with the dilation, 250 makes sense. With the time change, how many blunts you going to smoke?
I just want to know how high you get off that shit.
I think you can only get so high. I don't think you can get past the threshold. I think there's a point where you can, where you get, boop, you're high.
When you hit that point, what happens to you? I pass out. I just pass out.
Most people just fall asleep, yeah. You can't even overdose on weed.
Do you pass out?
You just go to sleep.
That's the shit, huh?
I think the worst thing that's ever happened to me, I think it's called toxic shock syndrome. We smoked so much weed in like a day that I just like got a headache and wanted to lay down.
Oh.
And I went to sleep. And then somebody else walked in my house and was like, want to smoke some weed? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yep, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, we're here.
I don't want to smoke no more. Hey, you know what, though? This? All right.
Rest in peace. That's the dude that brought it. That brought that weed in, died. Rest in peace, Frankie Walker.
What?
Yeah, he died a long time ago. But yeah, he was a cool dude. He was one of my coolest friends.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, you know?
Yeah, rest in pepperonis.
All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where you're going with it. You know?
Any kind of pee is a pee, I guess.
But now I'm done bitching, yeah, you know?
That was that bitching?
The A.
I mean...
Somebody, Lyche probably didn't want to hear it, so they're probably God. Like, that motherfucker on their podcast be bitching.
That nigga be bitching about all the fucking weed being dry. He live in Colorado. He should know. It's dry out here. It is.
But yeah, Two Blunt Podcast. You know, we back in this motherfucker, mm-hmm. You know. We're going to make this a Versus edition, right?
Yeah, this is the Versus edition.
You didn't see it, though, did you?
No.
I didn't catch the whole thing. I caught highlights.
But what I've seen in the last, before we started, has been hilarious. They fought.
The breakdown, you know, it was apparently what you thought it should be, I guess.
I don't want to see that from old people, though. I want old people to act like they got some goddamn sense. Even these people act like they got some goddamn sense. Get up there and get the money.
From side to side.
Bought it from
side to side. What? Yeah. Can't you just hear this shit? You just gotta tell me this don't make you want to punch somebody, though.
It makes me want to jump through a window.
Make you want to be real aggressive right now.
No, I'm telling you where I came from. White kids listen to this shit along with metal. It was synonymous. They would listen to like, and then this.
This and like Lil Jon.
Like Lil Jon was a different era.
Crunk music.
For me.
It all made me like, you hear that shit, and
it's metal.
No matter what I did, it was so aggressive. Like, oh well, yeah, if I'm doing some dishes, oh, that shit is a rough one.
You gonna break a dish, my nigga?
That shit hard.
Nigga broke a dish, you know? Again.
Yeah, I hear just.
But Lil Jon was metal. That shit was like rock music. Now, I don't know if metal or rock music fits, but this is rock music to me. I've been listening to the new niggas now. This sound like rock music too. But it's aggressive. And
yeah.
His voice is aggressive. It makes you want to just run straight through a door. Don't open that motherfucker. Just barrel straight through.
Yeah,
wood.
It just, like I said, I want to push something. I want to, like,
you want to mosh a little bit?
I just want to be aggressive, yeah. Right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mosh,
I got to
bro?
Turn this shit down. I might slap my bottle off the table.
Like I said, you want to mosh,
fuck
man.
Some shit up.
So I'm telling you, I've seen people mosh to this.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they do, but
at rock venues, they will fucking play 3-6 Mafia, and the kids will mosh like before the next band gets on.
Yeah,
they mosh. I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, that's
some aggressive music. Lil Jon, who else was aggressive back in the day? I want to say everybody. Lil Scrappy was kind of aggressive for a little.
That's all that. That's all that crunk music. That's mm-hmm. The whole crunk phase was there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
I was there.
That shit jump off, and you be ready to sock a nigga in the mouth, man. Like, I'm telling you.
Yep.
I ain't never, you know, I don't like to be too aggressive, but.
It's on the chords.
Certain music, you know, you start to feel that shit, and you be like, okay, somebody about to get it.
I don't know what the fuck this is. What is this? This is them? Oh, that's how that started?
Yep, see? You about to
break something. Yeah, I'm here to drink some beer.
Some shit up over here.
Oh my God. I'm like, what is this? Is that how that started?
But yeah,
that's
so,
how that started. That's,
you know,
crazy. Oh,
he was there. He showed up. Ooh. He showed up as a guest.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know?
Dun, dun. That shit was clean, bro.
Besides, I guess, you know, start with the good shit, right? The quick little at the beginning. Towards the beginning, not the very beginning.
Bone Thugs and 3-6 Mafia.
Yes.
Does that go together?
Slightly. Yes.
Explain your position, sir. Sir, can you explain that? Because it doesn't make sense to me how fast rappers go with whatever that was.
Just kind of the time frame.
Really?
The era's kind of. Well, Bone been around forever, so I mean, you know. They went through a couple eras of hip hop. They've been in that shit, and then 3-6 Mafia was kind of the same lane on that. Like it's the same thing. Like Bone would be at festivals too, and motherfuckers start moshing, and you know what I'm saying.
That'd be weird to see
because they was on that. I don't know. They crossed the threshold. They crossed the threshold very well, I guess. I don't know. I feel like that's a good matchup. It wasn't a bad matchup.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of 3-6 Mafia.
I mean, I feel like 3-6 Mafia doesn't have legendary status to me like Bone Thugs, but that's a personal opinion.
See, they do just because I know hip hop, like because I understand like in Memphis and like in that side of music, like they were big.
Yeah.
They are
legends to most people.
Yeah.
Just not me. I feel bad about that because I do like some of their music.
They just, they were too rough for mainstream, I feel like.
Bone Thugs.
To make it where, I mean, they had their little stunt for the, what was the song? The fucking one they won the. Oh, well, Hustle and Flow. The movie Hustle and Flow. They wrote that song.
No, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah, that's your shit.
Hustle and Flow. I love Hustle and Flow.
But, you know, but that's as far as... Now they did, like, now Juicy J kind of, but when they first came out, they was rough. Like, it was... I think that was too much.
Their name is 3-6 Mafia, I should like them more.
Like...
I should...
They came out, though, and it was... I mean, they were pretty popular with, like... I don't know. I guess they were, because that was back around with the No Limits and shit like that. So.
Really?
Think so?
Fuck, man.
I believe so.
The No Limit Soldier.
You didn't like that shit?
No, I hated it. It was terrible.
What?
I thought it was terrible.
Why?
Probably because I was probably listening to something else. Pop music, most likely. The NSYNCs.
So 3-6 Mafia was formed in 91. Mm-hmm. So
I was all of three. So I didn't have an opinion then for sure.
But
not at all.
You know, so they've been around. They were around same time frame. Like they were all about the same time frame. So you know, it's fair.
It's a fair fight.
It's a fair fight, I guess.
Because I feel like Bone Thugs should just take this. But I mean, if it's gonna be a fight.
I mean, it's if you go off of like hits that everybody knows, then yeah, they're gonna win. But there's a lot of tracks that 3-6 Mafia did that you don't think about,
like,
and you go
like Hustle and Flow. Them niggas bring that shit out,
and you go, oh. Y'all did that shit.
And man. They bring Terrence Howard out, like you said, my nigga. They bring Terrence Howard. They bring Terrence Howard out to do that shit. How much they pay him? Terrence, come on, get your ass out here. We made this song.
Oh, that shit's funny, man.
Then he win an award for that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your
they
ass.
They did too.
Get your ass out here, nigga. You on your way.
What is it, an Academy Award?
Did they win an Academy Award?
I believe so.
A rap song? Group from Memphis.
Yeah.
Won an Academy Award.
So 3-6 okay. Bone.
All right, that makes sense. If they won an Academy Award, they can go up against anybody.
As it started, you know, they was going, and then this happened.
Shit.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo,
you know that voice.
Yeah. You ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage.
That sounds so feminine.
And then Busy Bone proceeds to throw the water bottle and the microphone.
Oh, it was a bottle first. Oh, it was a mic first in the bottle. Whoa, crazy Lazy Bone got in there. Wow, he hit somebody. Oh, Juicy J hit somebody.
Oh,
he hit that dude. He didn't. He tried to hit that dude.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Oh, wow.
Gangsta Boo was like, you didn't take your pills.
That's hilarious, right?
She's right. Why is that funny to clown a nigga for having, like...
Well, he probably didn't. He was pretty wiped up.
Like...
That was the truth, maybe.
Nah, he be wilding, but
he wilds out.
That shit's funny.
But if, like, we all know he didn't take his pills.
Oh man.
But what if he was like, "Hey, it's gonna make me better though. You know, if I leave these alone pills, for a night, nigga,
these pills that I'm on, they make me better.
They make me better in life, but on stage they hinder my they hinder my energy.
You know what I'm saying, Bone Thugs? Busy don't need no pills to get down like I get down. If y'all know." Oh man, it's fun to do Busy Bones voice, ain't it?
It's really easy.
Oh shit.
Because it's super West Coast and then high.
It was awesome though, because there's so many. It was so 90s rappers where there's a million motherfuckers on stage.
I never
so
understand that.
That shit looked like a WWE Royal Rumble in that motherfucker.
Would
for
it be
a
fair?
Minute.
Do you think they're using backing tracks up there? I know 3-6 is.
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't get to watch all of
I'm
it.
I'm positive so. If we were there, we would hear 3-6 Mafia for sure using backing tracks. And I'm hoping Bone Thugs and Harmony, all those goddamn words they're putting in the music, would use backing tracks as well.
I mean, we did a show with Crazy Bone.
He didn't use backing tracks.
Nah.
But they did play his music for fucking an hour straight, yeah, which made me hate him.
Oh, well, you crazy.
I mean, it was cool.
Well,
yeah.
Crazy. That shit was dope, man.
We got to take a picture with that man. That's crazy, right? In real life.
Yeah.
We stood next to that dude fighting on stage.
He wasn't fighting. I'm sure he was like, man, this nigga be tripping.
You know, he looked old on stage when we saw him. So I figured.
They are old, man.
I know. He looked terrible.
We're all old in this motherfucker now, ain't we? Oh, shit. But yeah, these niggas was scrapping, you know.
That's good, though.
Would
I what?
Who you think would have won that if they'd have just?
Well, based on based on numbers.
Yeah, but we got to even it out.
So even it out. 3-6 Mafia only has three, so they have to keep their three.
Yeah, so they you
and
know.
Then count it to like 2.5.
Oh shit! Here you go. Here we go. Here we go again.
2.5.
That's what I'm talking about.
3-6 Mafia is like 2.5 Mafia. Unless he has like a magical wand under that fucking towel.
Magic. Oh shit.
So unless he has a magical wand under that towel to even it out to three. It's 2.5.
Hey man, you don't think DJ Paul, you don't think he know how to handle that?
I think he has a sub or a gun. He can tag somebody in. Gangsta Boo. Gangsta Boo was slapping her pussy on the goddamn on stage. Slapping it. I saw that. Slapped it. Highlights.
Oh shit! No, yeah. I missed that one.
You gotta go back and watch it, buddy. Oh, it's pretty sketchy.
Do I?
Now, if you don't want to, you don't have to. But it's pretty insane. Slapped it. Bam.
Nah, I didn't. I didn't. I missed that one. But so two.
Yeah. So you know how I'm. So
you,
I'm
you think
bone.
You think you could beat up DJ Paul?
I think everybody.
You think you got him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He on the tower.
Yeah, he's on the tower. If he's on the tower, he's like where the nigga with four arms would be. I don't know what that nigga's
Goro?
Name.
Goro, ain't that his name?
Goro, except he'd be like, he'd be DJ Paul.
Oh man,
DJ Paul in the tower.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You think
that's
you
cool? Could, I mean, I put him up there at the top, like there. He can't be Shao Kahn or what's that other nigga's name?
I mean,
but he's definitely.
I'm sure he done fought good. Somebody. Like, do you know the severity of his thing? Because I don't.
Okay. I think all the boxing experience in the world, he can have Mike Tyson experience, right? He can have Mike Tyson power. But he hit me whatever's under that towel. I know it ain't going to hurt much.
Oh, shit.
I know I can take that hit. I know it'd be like if he coming at me all Naruto style with the thunder punches, I'm going to be able to step back at least one of them and take one hit. I got to move, take one hit. Because it ain't going to hurt much. What's he slapping me with? Especially if he still got the towel on. I think he should take the towel off. He's a good dude. But definitely think I could take him.
I mean.
Even if he's.
So he was born with it. That's what I'm reading.
Isn't that nice? So he's had time to
practice.
I don't
know. This article's pretty wild.
Definitely some Goro shit. He was born with it. You thought he was shot, huh? Some real nigga shit. He got shot. That's why his hand.
You know what
covered.
I'm saying? I thought
it was a real nigga accident.
I thought it was from doing some work or something.
No,
you know
he's
what I'm
really
saying,
good
but...
in the studio.
Okay, so he been with that with his whole life. So
yeah, so he had time to practice, even fight.
Sure. I mean,
Goro for sure.
He got to be able. Can he use it?
Are you saying the whole tower is if I'm fighting? Okay, so this would be a different tower. This would be the lifelong tower. There's like a handicap tower, you know, where you became handicapped. And right. Then it's like one where you was always handicapped tower. So, you know, Mortal Kombat got different
modes. So this is a difference.
It's a different tower.
Nah, why can't it all just be?
Because, I mean, you have like the general tower like they do in Mortal Kombat, and then you have different towers, different types. The handicap tower.
So he's in like the higher difficulty?
Yeah, he'd be higher difficulty because he's used to his handicap.
Because he's
lifelong.
He done managed that since birth. I think he can get you, man.
I think if they put me in there with somebody blind and turn the lights off.
I think he might.
They might have me.
Hit you with the skippity paps.
What is that?
You ain't never seen the skippity.
All I know is it sounded very, very anti-handicap.
No, man. It's a joke. It's a joke. I think Tony Baker is his name. Yeah.
Tony Baker. How do you even spell that, man?
He made a comedy skit about like cats. Cause you ever seen cats fight? I got cats.
No.
That's just funny.
Why you watch when them fight?
They kind of like lean and they hit you with that paw. Like the way they hit you with the paw, it's like strategic and quick as fuck. So it'd be like the skippity paps.
No, I've never seen that.
And he made it. Let's see. Let me see. Let's see if we go off of a whim.
Skippity paps!
Nope. See? That wasn't it.
That sounds like something.
See, that's what happens when you be fucking around and you just Google. You ever done that shit where you try to Google some shit?
No, I've learned this motherfucker, say it again.
Say it again, Google bitch. Things. I don't know what's going on with my computer. Oh, now my phone. See, technology trying to get me, man. Now my phone start asking questions. Like, no.
Is that you on your computer? Is that you? Hello?
I make my own tacos.
Oh, man. I don't know what's going on.
I'm watching some cat videos right now.
So that's the skippity pat. That's all it is. But I think he might hit you with the pop pop. I think.
You think that's still gonna hurt? If he can skippity dippity pap?
I mean,
it's not gonna. Okay, so if we both got damage bars,
what if he uses it for leverage? Like that's his leverage.
If we both got damage bars, right? Right, and it's Mortal Kombat, so it's an everything, anything goes.
He got a teardrop, man.
What does that mean? He shot somebody?
Oh, like, he might have.
So in Mortal Kombat, he gets a gun.
Oh, so he get the gun?
He get a gun. If it's Mortal Kombat, we both got life bars.
What you got then?
Anything I fucking want. You know what I'm saying? Because I got
no, but I'm asking. What do you
want? If he's got a pistol, I got an AK. Because you know why? I can hold that with two hands. Distance. Take him on out. You know?
Oh, shit.
At some point, if we both got like melee weapons, I can hold something that's bigger. The advantage is always on me. He got to be real smart. And I am not saying the man's not dumb, but I'm probably smarter, a little faster, got more limbs. So,
all right, let's see. Supposedly, we're going to try this internet shit again.
Don't type anything you don't want to see.
DJ Paul tells us what happened to his
I'm
looking at the Twitter comments right now. Why are you doing this to me right now? The reason I'm watching this shit on VH1 is because of the real Juicy J and DJ Paul. So salute to you guys. People are saying that you guys are hilarious.
Oh, man. See, niggas be tripping, man.
He didn't say nothing, did he?
See? He didn't say a goddamn thing.
He about to
fuck
talk
the internet. I'm done with the internet. Let's get back to the verses.
He was just on the verses with his hand covered. He told everybody he probably wouldn't have that motherfucker covered up. If he told everybody, you still got it covered up with a fancy towel, nigga.
You think he uses like a good quality towel?
Yeah, he got a towel person. Hey, Enrique.
Somebody just chilling behind him with new towels?
Yeah. Enrique. I need a new one. I'm going on the versus battle.
Oh, shit. Is that your...
I don't know what it sounds like. Yeah. I'm assuming it's deep and southern, but I don't know what his voice sounds like.
Oh, shit.
But he wants one. I need a nice one.
Oh, man.
Something esoteric.
Oh, man.
The dude had a white coat on, and one sleeve was longer, and had a towel holding it. In the Scary Movie 2. I'm imagining it's a Scary Movie 2 hand. And if we all see it.
Oh, so he...
It's a Scary Movie 2 hand. If he's born with it, it's my strong hand. It's a strong hand.
You don't think...
Okay. That whole thing would be put him in Mortal Kombat against me any day, and we get to choose. I'm winning.
Like confidently
walking in
three
with
rounds, he ain't getting one of them.
Nah, man.
Like Mortal Kombat style, he ain't gonna get you one round.
Nah, the girl can't even give me one round.
Oh.
Or his sister Shiva. So I don't want to
hear nothing. You said you can get Goro too.
Yeah.
You get the forearm, nigga.
No, can you send me over to train with Liu Kang and Sub-Zero? I want both them powers to fight.
No, but you fighting
handicaps. That's what I'm talking about. We fighting handicap folks. I don't know about them forearm niggas. He look big. I need some immortal powers like the other niggas. Them niggas taking shots, knives through the brain, getting back up and shit. I'm good on that.
But yeah, so all right, well, we'll see. We'll put DJ Paul on the list.
he's on the lifetime handicap tower.
We gonna put him
right before the boss, whoever that would be. I'm pretty sure.
We're still looking for the boss, huh?
Man, who would be the boss of handicapped people?
I don't know if we should do that. I want to, but I don't know if we should.
I don't know if we should, but I had to think about it. I had to get like, who is that? If it's not DJ Paul.
Hey, man, y'all let us know. y'all help us out here. Yeah. Who's the...
The boss.
Who's the boss? Final level.
I guess for those unfamiliar with Mortal Kombat, there's a tower system where you go up a tower.
And oh, talked about it.
We talked about it. We gave them the rundown.
We did.
Okay.
The last one when you was battling, when we first started this.
Oh, these were... Oh, you know, that's probably the big tower is the Olympic tower where I'm fighting all the handicapped people that went to the Olympics. You too can participate. Hey, this is Mortal Kombat.
That motherfucker that was swimming. That's that Liu Kang. He gonna Liu Kang you fool.
That nigga's at the bottom of the table. One move.
He gonna come with that flying kick.
He better come with some Pokemon if he needs some help.
Kick a mud hole in your chest.
No, he ain't gonna do that, man. I'm telling you right now.
I mean,
he ain't gonna do that, bro.
That nigga beat motherfucker. He got one. That motherfucker outswam people with arms.
Then fool. See me on the land.
What does that mean?
He probably gonna, he gonna
kick the shit out of you.
If he bring a pool with him.
Do you know how strong that kick gotta be?
He's gotta land.
To swim like land. That.
Step to the side. You ain't gotta attack first. Why would I start attacking first? I know he coming with the first move. It's one move.
His leg is probably like the equivalent of like a dolphin's tail. Then smacking the shit out of you.
If he misses or hits, right? If he hits me, right? And it takes my life bar all the way down but a one, he's still on the ground. Stomp that nigga on out, call it a day. You know what I'm saying? He has to.
What if you fall? What if he kick you so hard that it take you down?
I'm getting
and
back.
Then he just stomping you.
I can get back up. He's just
standing on you, just crip walking on your ass. Like
he's not that heavy.
But he's strong, man. I'm telling you.
I like your advocacy, but like I'm telling you right now.
Be like a flamingo standing on you with just one foot.
No, man, not at all. He'd miss or hit. He's still got to fall. Where are they? Unless he come in with the strong first leg. Then one leg.
I'm telling you. Kicks. Clearly, he got strong legs, fool.
But he got bad balance.
How you know he got bad? Did you see him bobbing in the water?
When he won? That's water.
He was like. He was doing a little shimmy when he celebrated. Like, I mean, he had.
A little shimmy when he celebrated. Nigga said with his little shimmy when he celebrate.
Oh shit.
Okay, so all I'm trying to say is no. He wouldn't win. Based on the fact that he has to fall.
Don't have to though.
If he throws a kick, I'm tripping him. I'm cheating. I'm winning every time. There's no.
Why would you just hug the nigga? Like, why would you just tackle him?
Because I want to stomp. Because I'm going up the tower, I want to exert the least amount of energy.
Oh, okay. You want, okay.
Yeah. What about you talking about? We're trying to win.
I don't think you got
find the boss then. Find me a good boss and we'll have a good debate about that.
See, but I think they'd take you out like stage four.
Four? Because the nigga with no legs is stage two or three for sure. Cause stage one is a nigga with nothing at all. He walk in there, no arms, no legs, blind and deaf. Done. Done. Snap, he's done.
Just sitting in a chair.
just pin him. We ain't gotta do nothing. Ref, count me down. You know what I'm saying? 1, 2, 3. You can count to 24, my nigga. We straight. We ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He don't know what's going on. So I'm just saying.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. So he's. So the no arm dude is 3 or 4?
Yeah.
I think you might be out like 5, man. I think if you get him,
you got to get me to at least DJ Paul.
I think he's gonna get you, man.
How?
Because he going, even if you get him on the ground, now he in his element, because that's when he's swimming. So he gonna kick his shit.
His element is ground because he swims, nigga.
So he in the same. That's that. He can get that flip kick, that dolphin kick.
He still has to get that off.
He can get that swim and kick off. Hit. So while you try to stomp him, he gonna kick the shit out you then again.
I won't stomp him. My health bar goes a little bit. I recalibrate. Beat that nigga's ass.
You think? I'm telling you, man.
They're too big to be losing the handicapped people. So I'm saying. Way too big for that shit.
Oh shit.
Cause you know, thinking about his size, he's skinny. You saw him.
I mean, he was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was throw aroundable.
Just tossed him like a dart.
Yeah. you might want to come in here no clothes on, bro. Your shirt to throw you around, nigga. Just toss you
they
the
gonna
stage.
Beat your ass.
At some point, they're gonna have to come together. Like a vulture.
That's how they go. That's the final boss.
I'm the final boss of them. You know what I'm saying?
The final boss is just gonna be all of them. They just
they just form up.
Oh shit!
They're gonna be one real big nigga.
So you got the swimmers kick.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's what it'd be. They at the end, the boss is them just coming to fuck this nigga.
DJ Paul's what, his right arm or his left arm?
I don't think either one is strong. I don't think he's
doing, I feel like the other one, man, I feel like he's been in the streets banging with that shit. So like
he's doing one arm set pull ups. What you talking about, man? He's doing one arm push ups.
I'm sure he done fought somebody.
Look at his head. It's all fat. There's no goddamn way you have a fat head and a swole arm. Okay, I'm sorry. The one arm workout is gonna take you to skinny head. It's a big workout.
Oh man.
So, no.
No.
So DJ Paul's just Goro.
So no part of him. No part of him. His head makes it.
Maybe his head makes
he's
it.
He's the head.
He's the head of Goro. He's the brains.
Oh man.
Yep. That's probably not good because he just comes out there rapping and shit. So. He's just the voice.
He's, oh man.
You gotta think it's gonna be some mutes coming out there.
Oh man, who else would be there?
Handicapped people?
Yeah. Mm. Trying to think.
This is terrible.
No, we ain't even gonna do that. That's not right. We're gonna go back to the verses.
I feel like everything we just talked about and my whole ideal about everything is wrong, but it's fine because it's our thing. I don't care, but it's definitely going to be looked at as, ooh, that's terrible.
I mean,
but it's fine because I don't care.
You got to be confident in yourself, right?
Super confident, yeah.
So
especially going up against, you know, the forces of evil up a tower.
Oh man,
Mortal
so
Kombat,
yeah,
you saved
they fought
the world.
A little bit, you know, and then they did some music. It was fun. Like they had Lil Jon. I saw Lil Jon was out there. Terrence Howard.
So
weird, ain't it?
Get your ass out here, Terrence. You owe
who
us.
Who else? Project Pat came out there.
I always thought he was Crunchy Black.
This is the same person.
Same person to me, yep.
They might be. No?
No. Crunchy Black was out there dancing with a mask on.
Oh, I see. I didn't see that one. Like
be,
I said, I missed him, so.
You know, it's got to be cold.
I'm off of all fucking...
The temperature in that place must have been fucking freezing. Dude had like a coat on.
It was in L.A., right?
Was it outside?
Nah.
Like, I mean, was it freezing out there? Dude had like a gigantic white coat on. Juicy J was dressed like somebody in their 20s, which is always his thing. Midlife crisis. Keep it going.
I feel like I'm about to die soon. Oh.
Was that the project pack?
No, that's me putting my big ass fucking touching shit. I got a touch screen and I ain't used to that shit. So I be seeing dust and shit on my screen.
Is that what you see on your screen?
Like I saw a piece of dust, nigga. So I fucking that's ash or something. So I see, went to wipe that shit and I hit the play button.
You ain't
got
to. Just chill out. Let the dust be on the screen.
What?
Let the dust. Oh my God, you freaking out about the dust.
Yeah, nigga.
Dust.
Fucking what?
I don't know, man. My laptop is dusty as shit.
You see some shit on your shit, you just leave it?
Yeah, every time.
See? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
That's some weirdo shit.
Weirdo shit?
Yeah.
Dust? What in the fuck was that? My dust, man.
Nah, clean that shit up.
I feel like you could blow that off. You could have went.
I could have, but I just decided to to wipe, and
that's how you get coronavirus. Omicron. That's how you do that.
But wiping my screen,
I ain't wiping nothing else off. If I ain't gloves on, touching nothing.
But my shit clean. My shit, my computer vaccinated, I think.
Yeah.
I just bought it.
It's vaccinated. Came with the vaccine, too. Bought it for a steal.
You get your booster yet?
No.
That shit been fucking everybody up.
It's supposed to.
See?
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
Why doesn't that make sense?
Huh?
Why does it not make sense?
It's supposed to fuck you up.
Flu shot fucks me up.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but
you're injecting the vaccine into your body. It's a dead one, little dying one, but...
But it's not. It's not the same. Is it? I thought this one was. I don't know. Man.
I mean, it's not the same. It's just a booster. You know.
I know, but it's still, you're still. Ain't it the mRNA? Ain't it different? Whatever. We ain't no motherfucking.
I'm not a scientist, bro. All I know is
we ain't no medical.
When they put us in those situations, you know.
You get your flu shot.
Yeah, I get my flu shot. I haven't. You know, recently. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you a story. Before I'm with the lady I'm with now, I did not. And it's not because I was like, no, flu shot. Niggas was like, I ain't getting stabbed.
If I ain't got to, I ain't stabbed. Going to.
You know, what the fuck is that? I don't get the flu anyway. So I don't really get sick. And then I got it.
And you got sick?
No. It's just my arm hurt. Got a little numb. A little damn, this is a terrible feeling for like 8 hours. Went to sleep, woke up straight. But I feel like that's what, if you're going to vaccinate me, and the little bit I understand about vaccines, it should fuck you up. It should fuck you up. You know, we gotta get the shingles shot at some point. When we get older, we have to get shingles shots like every 3 years.
Wow.
And that fucks you up, yeah. I don't want shingles though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trade off.
The trade off. Fuck me up for 2 days, not for life.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But, nah, I'm not. Yeah, I heard a couple of people that got fucked up off that booster shit.
Yeah, you get fucked up off the booster shit.
Did you get sick off any of yours?
Yeah, I got sick off both of them.
Second one got me.
Both.
Second one sat me down for a minute, like, sit your punk ass down.
I'm a baby, though, so I get sick off my sugar dropping too low. my sugar dropping. Diet, help me. Help me. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a baby. I can't take sickness. I don't get sick. I don't even get hurt, you know, often. I don't experience pain.
You don't like pain at all? See, like, I'll fuck myself up doing some shit. Like,
not at all.
It'd be cool, but yeah, when I get sick, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm a child.
It take a lot, though, like, when I get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't been sick in years. I think the last time I was sick was like...
Shit, when I had the vid. When I had the viddy.
The viddy?
COVID, man.
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
I had that shit. Back in February.
You're double vaccinated, aren't you, buddy? That shit
fucked your boy up for a quick minute.
I had swine flu. I've had pandemic diseases shit. Before. Yeah, I had swine flu and a stomach virus all at the same time. Couldn't eat. And I was throwing up.
Nah, that shit fucked me up, man. I still can't get... I still ain't got my taste and smell fully recovered.
That's hilarious. That's the funniest shit in the world.
It's weird.
Oh, man.
Like, certain drinks and shit don't taste funny now.
Oh, man, you sound like you're about to turn into a zombie, man.
I might.
Just come over, man. I got you. no problem killing my friends. Zombies. Come on. There's a suicide booth right here. Come on in. What do you want?
Damn, fire. You don't want to join the squad?
Zombie squad?
Nah. You want to squad up?
I feel like... Okay, so I feel like if we can clear all the zombies, I could become, like, the next... greatest basketball player.
But you could be
president.
Like, we could be like,
zombies don't have thoughts, man. We could be zombies.
We could be the head zombies, you know what I'm saying?
The only ones that could think, I'm good. I'd rather take over the humans. They've been here, you know.
I know, but and that's how we take over the humans.
I'm not going to be a zombie, no.
We're just going to make them all...
Mm-mm. And then the first beginning, you can't smell or taste. That's how you turn into a zombie. That's the beginning. I can't smell or taste. Brains!
Yep. That's how they end up eating that shit, man. Oh, man. That's it.
So, yeah. So when you guys turn into
COVID
zombies...
COVID is like phase one of zombieism.
We were fine in Colorado because it gets cold. So just leave you outside a little bit. You'll freeze. We'll just knock your head off.
You think it's just gonna be frozen in some ice after a minute?
Last night you'd been frozen. It's 27 degrees last night.
It's cold as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
but
so if you are out there,
I'm gonna just
yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna just hide in the bush or
you're
something.
You're a zombie.
Like,
you gonna have one thought. It's food, and you gotta act on that thought.
How you, I mean, it's
so you want your own. You want like. So you become immortal, basically.
No, I'm just saying. I'm an advanced zombie. I ain't got to be no...
You got to make it out
gotta
the grave.
I ain't got to be the basic zombie. Like, well, that's some bullshit.
Well, okay,
I have more faith in myself. If I turn into a zombie...
the damn lighter.
I don't holy lose all shit. Consciousness this and logic that...
You going to be the one zombie that don't?
I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so there's movies made about this. Zombies that have consciousness and go, hey... I don't want to eat you right now. I get that. But no, I'm not joining the squad.
Why?
Because eventually you still got to eat rare meat and be pale. Man.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with my shit. My meat do have to be well done. Dude, I ain't going to eat no fucking raw shit.
See what I'm saying? So.
But.
No, there's no but to that. No but to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to find out what benefits are.
See. You can have like the whole. You can have Spain, America. You can have any country you want. Just go there, kill a bunch of zombies, form a group. Yo town. Knock a town.
Knockaville.
Knockaville. Welcome to Knockaville. The weed is over there. Get you some.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, nah, but I'm just saying. You know, if I turn into a zombie,
I put you down. Yeah.
Damn, you just ain't gonna let me ride and just
fucking hold you hostage as a zombie?
Nah, you just ain't gonna let me just turn me in a different direction. Just get away from me.
I'll turn you a different direction.
Just get away from me and let me just do my fizzle. Away, you know what I'm saying?
With like tears running down the group's eyes. We just blow your brains out.
Nah, see, like you just can't.
What do you want me to do? You're a zombie. Who would you rather blow your brains out? Somebody random or your homies? See, the homies got you.
I'm just nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Somebody random. I would want a random motherfucker to take me out.
No,
I don't want the homie
back.
To take me out. Like I said, I'm going to be a zombie with some consciousness. So I ain't even going to try to eat y'all's brains.
Because like,
I know what them brains is. And I don't think them as hearty brains.
No.
So I'm going to find some, you know what I'm saying?
You're going to find you a PhD.
Holder. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the hospital and try to get the doctor brains because I feel like them might be more, you know.
How we know you ain't going to try to eat our brains to hold you over to get the doctor, huh? We don't know what the brain is.
Because I'm just going to walk past y'all niggas. Like, if I see y'all, I'm like, bitch ass nigga.
You
know what I'm saying? And just let your boy just
we been letting this nigga roam around the neighborhood
just
all
stroll
week.
Off like out there go Naka.
That's irresponsible.
That nigga about to go.
Because what if you attack somebody else?
So?
That's what I'm saying.
So what?
We the humans. We got to take you out, bro. Instantly. We don't want it's irresponsible us.
Is
to
it?
Let you. Yeah.
To or is that just some homie shit? You know what I'm saying?
The homie shit would be to kill your ass.
No, it wouldn't. The before, homie shit would just let me do my thing. Like
way before you turn to a zombie. So we got to let you turn into the zombie. And then kick you out the house, and they would let you do your thing.
I'm just saying, like we all don't live together anyway. So if I just turn into a zombie, I gotta come strolling by y'all's motherfucking cribs to be like in y'all's past.
We're gonna kill you.
So you just see me right down the street, right on the
it's
corner.
Because I have a policy on kill all zombies.
And you just go, oh, this nigga, and I could just
yak him.
That's fucked up. See,
you see, it's fucked up, man.
That's foul.
Don't
man.
Put us in that situation.
Okay, so it's a homie code, so I just can't come stroll by and just be like, yeah, bitch ass nigga, what's up?
We definitely shooting you.
Just roll by on my way to the hospital
to kill other people that we need. Doctors, we need doctors. So we're gonna let you stay alive so you can go get good brains to eat, and then you kill all the people with the good brains. Because we've let you live.
I mean,
see the implications of this bad.
I'm still not going to like to eat a lot. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I only need like one doctor a day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you could have grilled these a little better.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that's still fucked up that you
would. I would say if you had consciousness, it would be good to have a man on the inside. You can go play like a zombie, come back, relay the team some information. We'd let you live on those circumstances alone. I think, for me alone, leader of the group, you know?
I'm just, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Just, you're just going to take me out, huh? That's fucked up. I let you just stroll by.
You better shoot me in my, you know what, though? I'm going to be honest with you. The moment I'm turning into a zombie, I'm blowing my own brains out. Yeah. I'm going to kill myself.
Why?
Huh?
You don't want to be a zombie
not
ever?
Not at all. Nah, man. I'm good on that.
Like, never for no reason?
No,
like,
no, man. Because it just it's a bad look.
Would you be a motherfucking, what, vampire? Would mm-hmm. you go that route? Mm-hmm. You go that route?
All day, man.
What other shit is there?
But not that Nosferatu shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that good old vampire in Brooklyn. with powers and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely do that. You would be a vampire?
Yeah, I'd be a vampire.
That whole
nigga,
night
if
thing.
I was going to be a zombie...
Yeah, you'd definitely be a vampire. You were super. You were too cool with being a zombie.
I'm not cool with it, but if it happens.
A COVID zombie.
Just don't take your boy out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like
we'll let you turn into a zombie. Let you experience, write your thoughts down. And then once you can stop writing thoughts down, all you're saying is brains.
I mean, if I run up on you and I'd like come at you like I'm trying to eat your motherfucking brains, then yeah, you...
Yeah, I wouldn't play no pranks like that in time.
Take your boy out, but
I wouldn't even be a human doing that shit. No pranks in the zombie age.
You just see me just walking down the street. You just gone.
Because I'm killing all zombies anyway. I might not even know it's you.
See, that's fucked up. Who yeah. you think you are? You a hero? Are you a superhero now?
In zombie age, yeah, I'm going super full-blown superhero. Yep.
You that dude?
Hopefully.
You're going to save the world?
No, I'm going to save the community, and we'll figure out the world later. So I'm trying to be an NBA star.
So you're going
to
save...
I'm trying to be in the NBA shooting... What I'm going to do is...
So you're just going to save the neighborhood? You're just going to keep the neighborhood safe?
Yeah, and then create the NBA again. That's it. And then play in that and be the commissioner.
So the rest of the world just can get fucked off.
We'll do that after my first...
So how you selecting where the community ends?
Where the community ends?
Like, who you saving?
Everybody, we're gonna save as much
people. Oh, you saved, yeah. But you just said you was gonna let the world go.
But if the world come to, you know, join the NBA, join the community, come through.
Man, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Like America, you ain't gotta pay nothing to get here. But when you get here, it might be a little rough. Because of the NBA, we have been neglecting the neighborhoods. Yeah, the mayor and the president has been playing in the NBA and commissioning it, so he ain't really pressing.
He ain't really fucking with what's going on. Oh man! Yeah,
so we got this zombie named Knocker. He conscious.
Just let him do his thing. Let him do his thing. What I'm saying?
He's organized.
That's it. That's all there is. So that was our versus recap.
Yeah.
That's the we didn't even watch that shit, y'all. So
that was the best part.
You know, we saw the highlights of the fights and shit like that.
It was like ignorant speculation.
And then just talked about it for a little bit. We smoked some weed. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know there was a lady named Gangster Boo in there. I had no idea.
Yeah, man.
3-6 Mafia. 666? Devil, Satan, I guess.
That's why Busy Bone don't fuck with him. Because he's super like...
He loves God.
Mm-hmm.
If he read the Bible, he would know that the person that wrote about 366 was just an angry dude on an island. That was it. He got exiled by the Emperor Nero, which just happens to be... The number 666 in Roman numerals.
Yeah. Drop that knowledge on them. Let them know, Keaton Lewis.
White folks.
You got anything else about the verses? Who you want for the next verses?
Me for the next verses? Diplo. Versus Goat Eye.
Oh, man.
No, I've been listening to this. I don't think it's techno, but it's definitely some alt music. I've been listening to like... Goatee. The fuck you say that?
Oh, you don't even... Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, just that popular music from like a couple years ago.
Okay.
So there you go. Or even better, Donald Trump versus Kanye West. That'd be dope.
Versus Kanye?
Yeah.
And then what are they doing, though?
I just telling life stories. Whose stories get weirder?
Just talking and yeah. Shit. Just
spoken word weird shit. Donald Trump's like, one day this girl shit in my face, and then Kanye West like, one day this girl shit in my mouth, and they just kind of like one up each other every day, every time. That's what I imagine, and beats behind it.
All right,
keep the people engaged. What about you?
for verses? Like, are we just being weird as shit?
Yeah.
Verses? Yeah. Fuck. I don't know. That's some off the wall shit right yeah. there.
Anybody in the world versus anybody in the world doing anything. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm trying to think. And I just keep going back to like music and shit.
Yeah. Your mind has to open, so.
That's all I know. That's all I hear. Every time I hear verses, I think of music. I don't know. The next verses should be you and DJ Paul. Just in a cage match, nigga. Just an MMA match.
He's pretty big.
I'm sure
he's pretty big. Well, I think I got him.
I don't think you do. I don't think.
He's going to put up his dukes.
He'll grab you.
How?
Man, in one of these pictures, I saw he had a phone in his hand.
Holding the towel. It has some structure. I'm just saying.
So he gonna grab
it's an ass whooping instantly for that nigga. And he's fat. He's fat. Because he can't work anything else but his legs out. He can't do proper push-ups. There's no pull-ups. And if he's doing pull-ups with one hand, then I'm a little scared of one goddamn hand. Just saying. But it's in a cage match.
Oh, man. I think he got you, man. That's my versus.
I want to say Bruce Jenner and Kevin Hart versus getting a massage. How about that?
What? Oh, man.
Yeah, it'd be the weirdest thing you ever seen in your life.
No, that you saying that was the weirdest thing.
It's awkward,
that
right?
was weird enough.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I was thinking massage. Who would be weirdest to get a massage with? And it would be old Bruce Jenner. You wouldn't even get the new one.
You don't get Caitlyn. You get
Bruce.
You get Bruce. Mm-hmm. Wheaties box Bruce.
Yeah, right off the Wheaties box. He just steps at a time. And then like 90s Kevin Hart, where he's bald and he's not buff at all. And they're just getting massages, talking about what they want to be.
Oh, shit.
Sounds nice. Sounds like a good time. Sounds like some NPR shit.
Oh, shit. I think our Versus podcast has gone on a...
We went off the rails a long time ago. When you went to the Mortal Kombat stuff, I didn't.
I think it's a... You got anything else to say about it?
No, the Versus battle?
Doobie? You know, nice little Doobie episode for y'all. A little quick hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Look,
so, you know.
I'm so high, all I smell like
Two Blunt Podcast.
How y'all doing? We out of here.
Had some fun with that. Keaton versus DJ Paul.
Versus DJ Paul.
How we make this happen?
I don't think we should.
I think he'll whoop your ass.
I don't even think I'd let him. If it was a 5-round thing, I'd try to knock him out in the first round. I'd try to fuck him up first round.
I'm telling you.
And he said locked in a cage. Do you like gloves? He puts a glove on. Think about what you're saying. He gotta like not. He has to. He's afraid to show the hand.
No, he's not. Okay. He even talked about it. He's tall. You can't be a celebrity and not. Everybody knows, fool. Everybody knows about it. So he has to.
I mean, now they know about it. He didn't think technology was gonna get this good.
Let's make this happen, y'all. How are we gonna make this happen? Keaton Lewis versus DJ Paul.
So bad.
Oh man.
Let me look up at this nigga's stats real quick.
Oh shit. It's the Two Blunt Podcast, y'all.
We be
tripping. We gonna smoke again with y'all real quick, real soon.